Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Morning Devotional. Today we will be reading from Psalm 43. Psalm 43. Vindicate me, my God, and plead my cause against an unfaithful nation. Rescue me from those who are deceitful and wicked. You are God, my stronghold. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? Send me your light and your faithful care. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God, my joy and my delight. I will praise you with fear. O God, my God, why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. From verse 1, we can see the psalmist is going through a tough time. An ungodly nation is going against him and makes him miserable. Verse 2 shows how his heart responded to this situation. Sadly, he felt God had forsaken him and gave him over to his enemies. There's a lack of joy in his heart, and mourning is dominating his heart. I think as Christians, along with our walk with God, we can all experience times when we feel God has rejected us and that God is so distant from us. In our mind, we know God's presence is always with us, because that's God's promise in the Bible. But mainly when we are going through a hard time, we will ask, where are you, God? I think it's normal to feel God is distant because our human nature always chooses comfort over suffering. And so we want God to use his suffering to prevent us from any hardship. I found myself asking the question, have you forgotten me, God, many times since last August when I moved to Boston. Dealing with three transitions at the same time, from college students to young adult, from a student to be someone who is working, from my home country, Taiwan, to the U.S., it's not easy for me. I found myself crying to God. I don't have friends and family here. I feel so lonely. Early on in this process, I didn't think I could bring this negative emotions to God. But I found that being honest with God with any kind of emotion is actually a pathway to intimacy with God. I found it interesting that most of the psalm is about lamenting, even though the book is named Praise Book. The lament psalms taught me praising God can also be crying out to him out of sorrow and pain, but it's because of the confidence I have in God's character. He's loving and he's caring. Now the psalmist doesn't just stop here. He goes on and takes two more steps, asking God for help. The first step he took is asking God to lead him to his presence. Verse 3 and 4 goes, send me your light and your faithful care. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God, my joy and my delight. I will praise you with the lyre, O God, my God. I found these two verses significant because it shows the rich experiences the psalmist had with the walk with God. He is desiring for the word of God, leading him to his presence, specifically to his joy. This is not only show that the Spirit is working in him, but also he obeyed the work of the Spirit to come and seek God. As I mentioned earlier, I also went through a hard time this past year. I can say it's not easy to have the humility to agree with God that he's able to lead me to his joy in hardship. Just looking at the circumstances around me, I didn't have the faith that I can find joy in God. Oftentimes, I found myself stuck in sorrow and not willing to follow the work of the Spirit to seek the joy and peace of the Lord. But here, the psalmist trusts that God will guide him to find his joy. I think having this kind of faith really needs practice of saying yes to the Spirit whenever he's working in us. And the more we get to experience God's work, our faith will increase in hardship. The second step the psalmist takes is talking to his own soul. This is a step I wish I had known more earlier on. Verse 5 says, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." The psalmist recognizes what is happening within his soul first. It is downcast and in turmoil. He decided not to just listen to his soul, but to speak to his soul to make the change there. By asking why his soul is so disturbed, with him it's not blaming it. It is more like recognizing it and being alert to it. Stop himself before going too far. And then he preaches hope and gospel to himself. Are you aware of your self-talk? What do you usually feed yourself? I know I often begin with blaming myself, like not doing things well enough or not being a good friend in Christ. This kind of self-talk will only make it worse when I'm going through a hard time and also give the enemy a pathway to drag me down. And so I need to be more intentional in preaching the truth to myself rather than just listening to my soul. Like the psalmist, reminding his soul to put hope in God, to praise him because he's our Lord Savior. Changing the old habits is hard, especially for self-talk, because most of our self-talk formed when we were teenagers. Something motivates me to do is to believing there's power in the Word of God, and also God has never intended us living in downcast, and that's from the enemy. Let me pray for us as we close up today's devotional. Father, thank you for your promise that you will always be with us. I pray that we'll learn to come before you and be honest with our thoughts, our emotions, even if we feel like you are so distant. I pray that your Spirit keep working in us, guide us to see your joy and your peace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.